From Denmark, we have Ms. Kiviok Kreutzmann. From Eritrea, we have Ms. Sarah Genzai.
You may not know these names now, but there's a good chance you will.
From India, we have Zankana Narula. From Palestine, we have...
These women were selected to participate in the State Department's International Visitors Leadership Program. That program, which has been around for 70 years, has turned out 300 heads of state.
The program is very selective, so, you know, it's really the emerging leaders of those countries, and we get to have them in North Texas, and we need to take advantage of that.
Lisette Handel is chair of the Global Women's Initiative at the North Texas Center for International Visitors. There were only 4 American stops on this 3-week trip, and Handel pitched Dallas as a corporate and foundation hub.
I think there's a big disconnect between Washington and Dallas. I believe Washington is doing great things internationally, and they really don't know the great resources that we have here in Dallas. So my hope is that the Global Women's Initiative will become the platform for connecting what Dallas is doing to D.C. to abroad.
At the Fairmont downtown, the women are talking tech over tea with local entrepreneurs. Sitting at one of the tables is Ejem Baram, who's from Turkey. She's showing how her tech startup works on an iPad.
These are the games that we developed.
Baram's tech company turns smartphones into motion-sensing devices for games. Think the Wii, except your phone is the controller.
It's a great network opportunity to be here. It can open another doors for us.
Sitting next to her is Anne Lacey Holmes, co-founder of a tech company in Dallas. Her product, iPal, is a pair of glasses that allows you to take photos and video based on your eye movements. Holmes says she and Baram could collaborate on future games.
Imagine iPal could be the hardware to do things, to play the game, with just the movement of your eye versus waving your hands.
Nearby that hardware-software connection, Heidi Moreno-Serna is talking about her businesses. She has 2 dulcerías, or candy stores, in Mexico.
Las aceleradoras de negocios, las incubadoras, todo eso.
She says seeing the startup accelerators and incubators in Texas has opened up the possibility of expanding her business to the U.S. Baran, from Turkey, says Dallas still has the reputation of being better for big corporations than fledgling companies. But, she says, hearing from female entrepreneurs about overcoming challenges in Dallas is something she can relate to.
Maybe you can change the environment according to your network, your background, because it's also for me difficult to do these things in Turkey. But we are trying our best to reach the opportunities.
Although the internet does make connecting to companies across the world easier, Baran says there's something special about face-to-face. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.